Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Linda S. Gunther. She is the author of 10 Steps from the Hotel Inglaterra. Linda, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in writing.
Well, I guess, you know, it's a complicated question, but for me, you know, I've had a lot of life adventures, marriages, career, children, lots of education, maybe too much education. But also the years, you know, I wrote short stories, 10-minute plays. I even wrote a screenplay. But honestly, it was a hobby for me. And I had been writing professionally for many years in employee communications for several corporations. And I've also been an actor for many years. So it's kind of funny to me how everything I did, and maybe other people, it's the same for them, led me to fulfilling my real passion in life. So one day, about 3 years ago, I quit. I cashed in my lucrative Silicon Valley career, at least my full-time career, and I began to seriously focus on crafting my first novel, which is 10 Steps from the Hotel Inglaterra. And it's a woman's romantic adventure in Havana, Cuba. And now I've written 3 romantic thrillers in the last 3 years, which sounds crazy, but I did that. And I'm writing my 4th. I'm about 2/3 the way through writing the first draft. And this 4th one is called Finding Sandy Stonemeyer. So I hope that answered the question on how I arrived at fulfilling my writing passion in life.
Absolutely. I was just curious if you could tell us a little bit about how you garnered up the courage to leave a really lucrative corporate career to go to something unknown. Because I think, you know, that's something that we all face with that kind of fear when we feel we found our passion, but then how do you dive into it, you know?
Oh, boy, that wasn't easy. It took a lot of courage for me. I was really quite successful, and I was, you know, up there in terms of compensation and in terms of status. And I think that my, you know how you get an identifier, something identifies you in your life? And I was a very well-known human resource leader in the great Silicon Valley community. It was very difficult, but I'll tell you, the day that I realized it, I was looking out the window from my office, and I was looking at the San Jose International Airport runway. And a plane took off, and it was kind of getting dark, and how, you know, how beautiful it is with the lights twinkling. And I just thought, that's it. I'm going to take off.
Wow.
I know. I remember that I worked so hard. My whole career, I'm up at 5 a.m. I'm out of my house at 6. I'm at my desk at 7, taking calls from Asia in the afternoon and Europe in the morning and then all day. You know, I really don't get home till 8 o'clock at night when I eat a quick dinner with my husband and then go to sleep and do it again. So there was really no time to write creatively. Honestly.
Interesting. So when you did decide to jump into this full force, mm-hmm. what kind of challenges were you faced with in your writing career?
Well, I guess, you know, one thing I need to mention is when I wrote this first book, 10 Steps from the Hotel Inglaterra, I went on this trip to Havana, Cuba on my own for 3 weeks because nobody would go with me because basically it was illegal to go there. And number two, I was recovering from my younger sister having committed suicide, taken her own life.
Mm.
And it was very sad, and I've been processing that. She left 3 young children behind, which only made it worse. Anyway, back to your questions, you know, so the challenges for me from a writing perspective, I guess, were one, you know, being able to balance the need to earn money, still write your novels, be creative. And so I think that's probably a challenge all writers face. But as a writer, I have to say my biggest challenge really is, I know this sounds crazy, but my imagination and my brain works faster than my fingers can type or my pen can write. And so my stories, the characters, you know, often they take over my life. Sometimes every waking moment of my life, even my dreams are hijacked sometimes by the storylines, the action, the plot points. So for me, that's been a blessing and a curse, really. I've been trying to keep the ideas and details I want to include in my book that I'm currently writing all in my head, but honestly, sometimes I lose the little things that I created. I might just be on the verge of sleeping or driving or having dinner or lunch with friends, and I think to myself, don't worry, Linda, you're going to remember these points when you get home. You're going to write it down. And I probably 50 or 60% of it gets written. And, you know, I probably lose 35 to 40% if I'm lucky. So I know that sounds like a big deal. That's a great challenge to have. But honestly, that can drive you crazy. It can be very frustrating.
So, Linda, what do you hope your readers will take away from your book?
Let's see. Well, you know, earlier I mentioned that my sister, you know, took her own life and committed suicide. So, you know, there's a lot in 10 Steps from the Hotel Inglaterra related to what a sibling goes through. When, you know, you're faced with such a shocking scenario, it shakes you to the core. And, you know, I don't know if others feel this way, but I felt responsible in a way, like, if only I had done this or that, maybe I could have prevented my sister from doing that. And Charlotte Sweeney, who is the name of the main character in 10 Steps, goes through the same emotional turmoil. You know, she literally stops feeling her real feelings, and she seems to just walk through the motions in her life and in her career, although she's really successful. It's only when she decides to take this solo journey and escape California for a few weeks that her lens on life kind of sharpens. And she meets this man, he's a Cuban, Enrique Ruiz, who, you know, helps her transform her ideas about love and commitment and what's important. And she learns to face her own personal fears. So I guess, Nat, I would like women, I hope, to read the book, to think about what's important in their own life, and if their life is not fully satisfying, you know, how they might seriously think about how to change it, how to craft it differently, how to redesign it. And another little note that actually I've had a lot of men read this book as well. It's a woman's romantic adventure, but the men that have read it have felt inspired. I think it's opened them up to how women feel when these things happen in their life, how they face frustrations that may not be so different than men. So it's been interesting having really both sexes enjoy the book.
Yeah, that's great that they both embraced it. If you were to look at the work that you've done and the books that you've written, what kind of impact would you like that to have if you were almost looking at it like a legacy, the impact that it would have on the world?
I'm not sure, but I have to say one other addition that I have in my novels, and it started with 10 Steps. I have a little magic in there because I believe that there's magic inherent in all of our everyday lives. And, you know, you can miss the magic if you don't keep your eyes open and you're not accepting when you see that magic come about. So in 10 Steps from the Hotel Inglaterra, the main character, Charlotte Sweeney, she has a little magic come into her life, and she first hesitates and resists it, and then she decides to embrace it. And I'm hoping, you know, from an impact standpoint, I don't know, I hope that readers think about the magic that might come into their lives or has already come in, and help them to rein it in and use it, take advantage of it. So I feel like that's part of the impact I'd like to have.
That is so beautiful. I love it. I love the concept that the books remain a little of that magic, as you say. So, Linda, we only had a short time to visit with you today. Your books are indeed magical, as are you, and I know people will want to get, you know, be able to connect with you. So is there a place on the web where people can connect?
Well, two things. One is you can go to Amazon, and I'll just give the short link for it, www.tinyurl.com/10stepsofhotelinglaterra, and they can find it. They can also go on Amazon and look up Linda S. Gunther. I also have Author Central on Amazon. And lindasgunther.com, that's my website. And, you know, finally, I'd like to say if anybody wants to read my books and doesn't know how to get them or wants to give me feedback, because I love feedback, they can contact me directly at Linda, L-I-N-D-A, dot Gunther, G-U-N-T-H-E-R, at sbcglobal.net. I'd love to hear people's reactions.
Wonderful, and I'm sure you will, Linda, and thank you so much for, you know, your transparency and your availability. It's just absolutely beautiful. So I've so enjoyed spending time with you today. Thank you so much again for being with us.
Thank you, Vicki. It's been a pleasure.
And for all of you out there listening, thank you for joining us. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.